Where do you live? Where do you live? Mike had nothing at all to do. And when a boy has nothing at all to do, it isn't very much fun. Mike thought a thought. I will take a little walk, he said, to see what I can see. So he did. He walked and he walked until he met a frog. Where do you live? Asked Mike. The frog didn't answer. A frog can't talk, but he can hop. Hop, hop went the frog. Walk, walk went Mike. And suddenly, guess what? The frog wasn't there. The frog wasn't anywhere there. Where did he go? Asked Mike. So he thought a thought. I will look for his home. Mike looked in the tall grass, but frogs don't live in tall grass. Mike looked under a tall tree, but frogs don't live under tall trees. Just then, he heard a little something. He saw a little something. He saw a little hop-hopping frog. Kersplash! That frog was in the water. Well, well, said Mike, his home is in the water. That's where a frog lives. Mike had nothing to do. That isn't much fun. He thought a little thought. I will walk a little more, said Mike. I may see something. So he did. He walked and he walked until he met a rabbit. He met a furry brown rabbit with a little white tail. Where do you live? Asked Mike. The rabbit didn't answer. A rabbit can't talk, but he can jump. So he did. Jump, jump went the rabbit. Walk, walk went Mike. And suddenly, guess what? The rabbit wasn't there. The rabbit wasn't anywhere there. Where did he go? Asked Mike. So he thought a little thought. I will look for his home. He looked in the tall tree, but rabbits don't live in tall trees. He looked in the wet water, but rabbits don't live in water. Suddenly, Mike heard a little something. He saw a little something. He saw a little jumping rabbit. Swish, swish! That rabbit was far away in the tall grass. Well, well, said Mike. His home is in the tall grass. That's where rabbits live. Mike was a boy with nothing at all to do. That isn't very much fun. So Mike thought a thought. I will walk a little more, he said, and see what I can see. So he did. He walked and he walked until he met a squirrel. He met a furry gray squirrel with a swishy tail. Where do you live? Asked Mike. The squirrel didn't answer. A squirrel can't talk, but he can hurry-scurry. So he did. Hurry-scurry went the squirrel, walk-walk went Mike, and suddenly, guess what? The squirrel wasn't there. The squirrel wasn't anywhere there. Where did he go? Asked Mike. He thought a thought. I will look for his home. Mike looked in the water, but squirrels don't live in water. Mike looked in the tall grass, but squirrels don't live in tall grass. Mike looked under a tall tree, but squirrels don't live there. Just then he heard a little something. Just then he felt a little something. Kerplop! A little round something fell on his head. Mike looked in the tall tree and he saw a little something. That squirrel was in a hole in the tall tree. Well, well, said Mike, his home is in a tall tree. That's where a squirrel lives. Mike walked a little more. He met a girl. Her name was Susan. Where do you live? Asked Mike. Susan did answer. Girls can talk. Guess, said Susan. Do you live in the tall grass? Asked Mike. No, no, said Susan. Girls don't live in tall grass. Rabbits do, said Mike. Do you live in the wet water? No, no, said Susan. Girls don't live in water. Frogs do, said Mike. Do you live in a little round hole in a tree? No, no, said Susan. Girls don't live there. Squirrels do, said Mike. Where do you live? I live in a house, said Susan. That's where girls live. Well, well, said Mike, I live in a house. That's where boys live too. Then Mike thought a thought. Let's walk home, he said. We may find something to do. So they did. Mike and Susan walked on to their very own homes.